You are listening to Everything is Workable, a podcast created to inspire, uplift, and guide. I'm your host, Caitlin Hatch, writer, artist, and Buddhist practitioner. I'm insatiably curious and love sharing the wisdom this curiosity helps me to cultivate. I originally created this podcast as a way to support my practice and show my gratitude for the many teachers and teachings that have touched my life. From there, it evolved, as I began to collaborate with others across different systems of beliefs and backgrounds to demonstrate all the ways in which we can work with our minds, regardless of our practice. Well, it's evolving again. The first big step? I'm no longer going to do this seasonally. From here on in, you will be brought a new episode as regularly as I can for as long as I am able to sustain that, with occasional breaks depending on the time of year and life events. In addition, the conversations I'll be bringing to you are going to really drill down into the question, how can we be effective agents for change? When we hear something like, everything is workable, it can come across as a platitude. We might roll our eyes, wanting to offer a pat on the back to the naive individual who has voiced such a sentiment. And I get it. It does feel like a sentiment rather than a statement of fact when we're talking about the extreme forms of suffering that we see in the world. There was a time when I didn't trust that everything was workable. Poverty, systemic discrimination, class structures, ableism, these are huge, often overwhelming issues. It can sometimes feel like it takes years to make a baby step forward in any one direction, and in weeks we can jump so far back that it seems like all that effort just wasn't worth it. But I have since tested whether or not everything is workable, although tested isn't the right word, as it's not a past tense thing. I test it almost every day. I test it when I'm frustrated by the poor communication skills of a colleague. I test it when I realize I've double booked myself for two really important events and I'm feeling like I messed up. I test it when I'm hangry and I just snapped at my wife. Or when an immigration package is sent back despite crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's and I get the niggling feeling that maybe, just maybe, it's because I'm queer. Or when a male CEO gaslights me when we're discussing his failure to communicate clearly. And I also test it when I see news of white supremacists marching in the streets, or when my heart is breaking to hear the news of yet another mass shooting in America, or when I see footage of the devastating effects that climate change is having on our shared home of planet Earth. These are painful situations. But workable doesn't mean without pain. Workable doesn't mean we won't feel angry or fearful, grief-stricken or overwhelmed. It's also important to be clear, everything is workable doesn't mean everything is fixable. And when I say fixable, I mean nothing can be brought to a static place of no change and therefore no suffering. Everything is workable means that there is no situation in which we cannot move forward. The way forward isn't always clear, or if it is, it's not always easy. But change is inevitable, and there is always another step we can take. It's a bit like if you're rock climbing, there will be another handhold, another option, but it's not always easy to see. Anyone who has done rock climbing will tell you, over time, you begin to get better at seeing the next place to go. But that doesn't mean you don't sometimes still find yourself stuck, thinking that you should just give up. But even if the only solution is to go back down, that is still something you can do, still an option that you have, so that maybe you can find a different direction or a better way to go. Seeing the workability of any given situation is something that we work at, if we choose to. This podcast is for the people who are looking, seeking tools, and using questions to open up their world and therefore the world around them. You may be only one person, but you are part of a greater whole. None of us is going to individually take on social injustice or climate change. The very idea is absurd, not to mention pretty arrogant if you pause and think about it. But collectively, our efforts and voices do make a difference. If you work with your mind through examining your implicit biases or the ways in which you have internalized systemic inequality, that will have an effect on those around you. If you confront racism in a family member, lovingly, but firmly, that will make a difference. If you make time for self-care, you will have the energy to do more, and people will see that. The point is, By working on ourselves, that is how we work to change the world. We can't change other people, but working on ourselves, our little patch, does make a difference. None of us lives in a vacuum or is an island, as the saying goes. We live in communities, in families both chosen and by birth, in cities and towns and in countries. And whether we like it or not, we are global citizens. In short, what we do or don't do matters. So if we each do our bit to set intentions to be of benefit and to not cause harm, we will have an impact. You don't need to be the next Martin Luther King or Gandhi, as my guests will illustrate. In the coming weeks, you'll hear transgender, female, male, queer, indigenous, black, white, Buddhist, Christian voices. People who are on the front lines professionally, personally, and socially. People from all kinds of backgrounds with all kinds of experiences, and each of them offering the wisdom that informs their actions and guides them. Whether learning how to meet people where they're at or understanding the importance of self-care, there's a universal wisdom here which every single one of us is capable of tapping into. And I'm looking for guests, always looking for guests, to share the tools and practices that support them in their work as agents for change, whether that's through music, writing, social environmental action, art, volunteering, or in their career. I'm also looking for financial support if that's something that you can offer. I don't get paid for this work, and it is only thanks to the patronage of my wife and some of my savings that I was able to cover the production costs for the first 3 seasons. I'm now seeking ongoing monthly patronage from anyone who wants to be part of making this happen. You can give as much or as little as you like and change your contribution amount at any time. It means a great deal for me to be able to do this work and bring you the voices of so many incredible human beings, and I want you to be part of that. I see this as a very collaborative project. Patronage helps me pay for the software that I use for sound editing, as well as web and podcast hosting, and, at the moment, paying singer-songwriter Tejai Moore of Moore Music for writing the official Everything is Workable theme song. Regardless of whether or not you can be a patron, I want you, as a listener, to be yet another collaborator. Please share the episodes that speak to you, or that you've found useful. Use them to spark conversations, or as support for your own practice, whatever that may be. And please don't hesitate to get in touch with me if you have a topic you'd like to hear covered. You can send me an email, or contact me through social media with suggestions for themes or guests. There's also a guest suggestion form on my website. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more. To find out more about my work in the world, to get in touch with me, or to become a patron, visit CaitlinSCHatch.com. The link is in the show description. This episode of Everything is Workable was made possible through the patronage of Gretchen Wagner, Julian and Shannon Hatch, Winita Budgen, and Margaret Prescott. Thank you to Tejai Moore of Moore Music for the original theme song.